Yo, this is Apostle Thompson. Great grace and peace and joy and greeting be to you this very day. I want to deal with you about something I believe the Lord has landed on my heart, how to receive a supply of the Spirit. A lot of time we go to the Word of God and get certain scriptures and try to make them fulfilled in our life, but they can't be fulfilled because we don't have the anointing, we don't have the authority, we don't have the ability of the Spirit. Philippians 1:19 talks about, Paul talks about salvation, he talks about prayer, and then he talks about the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. We've studied the scripture in Romans 8:14, it says, men is led by the Spirit, they're the Son of God. Romans 8:16 says, the Spirit bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. But there are so many things, the soul of the Spirit, there is the baptism of the Spirit, there's praying in the Spirit, there's the fruit of the Spirit, there's the gifts of the Spirit, there's the ministering Spirit, which are angels. So we need to look along that line. I encourage you to meditate Philippians 1:19, where it talks about the supply of the Spirit. Never try to do the works of the kingdom without the supply of the Spirit. Never try to pray, try to meditate the Word, try to do something on behalf of the Father without the supply of the Spirit. Jesus' secret was he always operated from the supply of the Spirit. Today, on this meditation, I speak over your life a supply of the Holy Spirit, a supply of the anointing, a supply of authority that will change your whole mode of operation. Remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the first verse really means that God does not want us ignorant in spiritual things. The spiritual things are, you find out, you read 1 through the 7th verse, you find out, if you look closely, you find out it's talking about gifts, administration, and operation. You got to have a gift to function in the things of the Spirit. You got to know how to administrate that thing, and you also have to know how to operate in the Spirit that you'll get the full fruition from the anointing, the authority, and the ability of God. Today, your life will change, because now you're going to begin to live under the supply of the Spirit.